Hey, I saw on Twitter yesterday that one of my favorite reporters and analysts for the Yes Network, Jack Curry, is launching a new webisode. Wanted him on the Ralphie Show now to talk about it. It's JCTV, Jack Curry calling into the Ralphie Show. Congratulations on this, sir.
Thank you very much, Ralphie. I appreciate you noticing it. And do you like that creative name? We dug deep for that, JCTV.
Yeah, not Jesus Christ Television, though. There is one of those, you know.
There is one of those, but also, how about this? I was born in Jersey City, and so I like the fact that there's that connection too for me.
I like that as well. So hashtag JCTV if you want to tweet along. The first webisode is already up at yesnetwork.com. Of course, we'll link you up too. And you turned to one of your coworkers for your first guest, right?
I did. You know what? John Flaherty is a major league player for 14 years. He played over 1,000 games. He caught pitchers like Mariano Rivera and Randy Johnson, and he's my friend. So I wanted to pull some of those baseball stories out of him, and we got started on baseball, but I definitely plan on hopefully making this even more well-rounded than that.
And that's really why I wanted to talk with you and why I was curious about it when I first saw you tweeting about it, because if you follow Jack on Twitter like I do, he's at Jack Curry, yes, you know that he doesn't just tweet about baseball and about the Yankees. I love your taste in music. We share a love for a lot of different indie rock.
I think we do, and you and I, although we are speaking now for the first time, we've shared a lot of messages on Twitter. And yeah, I find myself still hanging on to some of these alternative bands who, that when I was in college, it was The Clash and Talking Heads, and maybe now, like I said, it's people like Gaslight Anthem that I want to listen to, or Mumford & Sons, or Atlas Genius, or any bands like that. I love listening to new music, and if I can tweet about it too, I figure out a way to sneak that in there.
What musicians are on the wish list for the JCTV guest list?
You know what? I knew you were going to ask me that, and we all shoot high. I'd love to interview Bruce Springsteen, but I have a feeling that he's probably not going to come on JCTV unless Al Leiter, another colleague of mine, gets me the in. But you know what, Ralphie, I'm watching the Yankee game in the studio last night getting ready for our post game, and there's Paul Simon sitting behind home plate. I mean, who wouldn't want to interview Paul Simon? Bernie Williams, Jay-Z, he was a part owner for the Nets, and now he's one of Robinson Cano's agents. There's a nice baseball sports connection there, so I would love to interview somebody like that as well.
What do you think about Jay-Z becoming a sports agent now?
I find it very interesting. I think that he has an in before he ever walks into a room because of what he's done in his own career. I think somebody like Robinson Cano hears Jay-Z and has instant respect for him. So I think it's a interesting way that he is taking his career, and the guy has been a success in pretty much everything he has done, so I'm not going to doubt that he'll be successful in this as well.
Love this. Again, JCTV, it's on yesnetwork.com. Before I let you go, Jack, we got to talk a little just Yankee baseball. What is going on right now? I did not expect them to drop the first three here in the Subway Series.
I didn't either. In fact, leading into this series, I saw this as an opportunity for the Yankees to get fat, so to speak. They had the Mets dangling in front of them. They had four games against a lowly Mets team. No other AL East team will play the Mets this year. And I think if you were the Yankees, you were thinking three out of four minimum. But their offense has stalled. Some of the guys they had been relying on have not been producing. A guy like Vernon Wells has struggled. Suzuki has struggled. And I think now you're starting to see they're missing the guys that they've been able to get by without for a while. So the Euclides, the Teixeiras, the Grandersons, they need those guys back.
Absolutely. Jack Curry from the Yes Network, JCTV, yesnetwork.com. Will we get this weekly, monthly, by the way? I forgot to...
We're looking to do it weekly, Ralphie. That's our plan. I have to make my living talking about baseball, so I'm going to squeeze in the JCTV episodes around all these pre and post games that I do with Bob Lorenz, but as many as we can schedule, we want to get them out there, and we want people to have a destination. We want people to care about it and want to go there. And I want to trend on Twitter in New York like you did last night.
Please.
How about that?
Well, you know what? If you tie in some type of giveaway with either Selena Gomez or one of these like X Factor bands, I think you might be able to do that very easily, like I was able to do.
You know what? I think I could do that with Derek Jeter. Maybe I'll figure a Derek Jeter hook.
You know,
that
you
might
probably
work.
Could. You know, with the connections that you have over at Yes Network, I think you could probably figure something out. And we're looking forward to watching many more of these. Congrats on the new episode,
Ralphie. Thanks for having me on.